Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
This episode, look, it isn't a perfect feminist essay, but it is the perfect silly little podcast if you're in the mood to get a little bit pissed off and listen to two random girls talking shit on their own shitty experiences and get angry with us. We try and keep it light and funny, but the world is fucked up. I hope you enjoy. Hey.
Hi.
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 How's it going?
Good. Nothing
good.
New.
Good. Happy to be back.
So happy to be back. Thrilled.
It feels good. It feels great. I'm not nervous, but like I'm intrigued to see where this conversation is going to go.
So am I. I'm thinking I'm just going to let you shape this because I know the general vibe of the episode because you just did a little sort of action to describe it and I know exactly what you mean. Just kind of
got my claws out.
Yeah, I know the vibe, but I also don't really know what the conversation is going to look like, so
neither really.
I'm kind of just gonna go with the flow.
Yeah, I agree. Just hold on tight, close your eyes, just see what happens. I think. Yeah, works for me.
It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
It's just, I think it's always a good idea to talk about girls and the way that girls feel about other girls and why. Maybe.
Absolutely.
You know?
I do know. I know it well, in fact.
Yeah, same.
No, go on.
No, you go.
No, go on, because I said I'm going to let you shape this, and then I just suddenly go in with a random question.
Yeah, but I'm intrigued as to what it was now, sorry. You don't know.
I think I've forgotten it anyway, so go on.
Slipped right into the
ether. Yeah, it's gone.
I was going to say, like, how has your relationship with identifying as even like being a girl, like as a kid, how has your relationship to your gender changed over time? Like what's your story?
Do you know what? I still feel like I'm kind of getting to grips with like the identity of like woman. I find that really, like, as opposed to girl. I find that, like, when, like, the other day you said that, like, we're 26-year-old women.
I called you yesterday. Yeah.
Women. Yeah. Little women. It's crazy.
Little women. I think it's a powerful, like, sexual thing. Woman.
Well, I find it strange. I remember once, you say, someone sexually once said that I had a womanly body. And I remember being quite triggered by that, but almost it's like girly would be really fucking weird, but then almost like,
oh god,
so you're a fucking paedophile. But like womanly, I remember being like, god, a woman, okay, I'm a woman, right, okay, weird. But I do think I definitely feel weird about, I think the transition, basically puberty, hit me pretty hard as a person. I think I just developed really early, and I think I was actually thinking about my boobs the other day. But I'm always thinking about them. But like, I have pretty big boobs, and I was like, I have had these my whole life. I cannot remember not having just like quite big boobs. Like, it's almost like in year 5 or 6, probably year 5, I reckon, these things grew pretty quick. I've always had them, always had to wear a bra, all of this stuff, and it's like, actually, god, what does I look like without these? Like,
what does that mean for me?
Yeah, it's like that surely has shaped me, just my identity as just a woman, a girl. Oh, I don't know, like, I feel weird about it. I think I'm still processing puberty, honestly.
No, same. I've heard this thing about a second puberty, not that anyone really knows anything about, like, do you know what I mean? I can't find the facts, but I feel like puberty, I'm still recovering. I agree,
it's a quite scarring experience. Suddenly it's like you go from being able to, like, I was one of those kids that would run around with my top off sort of thing, like in the sort of park, and then suddenly it's like in a matter of literally 4 months, it's like now you're sexual, you're a sexual object.
Wait, how old were you when you were running around with no top?
Well, I don't know, I think I was always, Well, I was no, I was young. Right, yeah, I was young just, doing just that. But like almost, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I really was kind
really
of
hippie.
No, no, that's really crazy. But like almost one of just like a tomboy-y kid that would be like very much didn't like think about gender at all, and then suddenly obviously gender kind of gets forced on you in this way that's like men are looking at you differently, people are speaking to you differently, and it's not even about who you have not really changed as a person, just suddenly you look different and yeah. and you the world is responding to you like significantly differently. And I think I'm still upset about it.
Yeah,
I'm still jarred by it.
Agreed.
Like literally 16 years later. Is that right?
As a 26-year-old woman, yeah.
I can't do the math. How old are you when you hit puberty?
Yeah. What was your relationship like with other girls?
Oh, I think, when?
Just across, like, just give me the general outline. Do you remember those YouTuber videos that were like, draw my life? And they had like a squeaky little whiteboard.
Draw my fucking life.
Draw us your life of your relationship to other girls growing up.
I don't think I can draw my life but I can give you some gist.
And my baby brother was born on...
And it'd be like, all stick, man.
Really cute.
And they'd wipe it out really fast. Oh my God, it'd be so cute. I don't know. I think my relationship with girls has always been really positive. Like, I've always had, like, big groups of, like, girl friends. I was raised by women. I've always been surrounded by women. My opinion of them is a great opinion of, like,
good.
These people
Thank
are absolutely key to my development, to me as a human now, everything. I think they're everything.
Yeah.
I think that literally is as basic as I go. Obviously, you encounter weird people, you encounter jealousies, all of this shit that's kind of inherent in being women in a competitive patriarchal world where you were kind of competing for men's attention. It's shit. But my opinion has been and always will be that they're the fucking best, they're the fucking shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
What's yours?
Okay, so yeah, I agree with you.
It has to be.
It has to be.
I'm
yeah,
never going to
no
speak
spoilers.
Down on these
like, yeah, no plot twist here. I hate women, actually. Thanks for
they are disgusting.
Up. I hate women.
They are weak and they belong to men. Yeah.
Okay, your role as a woman, do you ever feel like you've been expected or encouraged to keep quiet about something because you're a woman?
Yes.
Trick question.
It's like, what? Yes, every moment of my life I feel like I'm keeping quiet from everything. I don't even know where to start. Like, I feel like the experience of womanhood is just kind of diminishing yourself in every way, just becoming smaller and smaller and smaller, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, everything, until you're just like this weird shell with no opinions. I think genuinely that is, I don't know. Yeah.
If you had to say, which with a pinch of salt, like, I don't want anyone like quoting you on this unless you are happy to be quoted, but it's quite a big ask that I'm going to ask. Yeah, it's completely off the record here. What would you say if anything at all is a unifying experience or the unifying experience of being a woman?
Being objectified. I think the unifying experience, the thing that I can really relate to with every woman, is that you have been objectified, whatever your experience in the huge spectrum of privileges and experiences and all of this stuff, the thing that I think all women have in common is that you have been sexualized and objectified throughout your life. Definitely everyone.
Wow.
Do you not think
you
so
you thought of that so quickly?
That's it to me. I think that everything that I feel bonded with women is that we've all been born into this weird, your kind of luck of the draw is that you live this life where your body is seen as more important than you, and you will be hurt for it, you will be kind of you won't have things given to you because of it, you'll be spoken to differently, you'll be looked at differently, all of your experiences will be different to the men in your life.
I'm shocked at how quickly that came to you.
Really? What would that not be on the tip of your tongue? Yeah.
I almost would just be so overwhelmed with the question that I would run away. I wouldn't answer it. I would just be like, oh, guys, it's up to you.
Well, what would it be for you? Like, if you're taking your time, what is the thing that unifies you and all women?
Well, you know what? I agree with you that there's a level of being invalidated, I think. Mm. Like, your existence as a woman or just your existence on this planet as not a man, I think. Mm. Or at least not a cis man, I think. is you're considered to be just less worthy. And I think, I don't know if this is a unifying thing, but something I find frustrating is the lack of being, well, for me personally, a lack of just being, not being able to articulate exactly what that is, because I almost think a lot of people will be listening and completely relate to it, even if there are so many ways that you feel like it happens that you can't quite put your finger on, which then makes it feel invalid or like superficial, like almost, well, you don't have the evidence. So even though obviously we do have the evidence, we have like
a lifetime, thousands of lifetimes.
Exactly, yeah. But I think sometimes there's a subtlety to the experience of being a woman that is so hard to put into words that it feels like almost so abstract that it becomes like not real.
Definitely.
And I find that frustrating.
I agree. I think that's also, I always think like that's when like media, like that's when like films and music and all of these things really sum it up, where like I always feel like when I listen to, I've been actually listening to Lana Del Rey, her whole album isn't out yet, but like there are two songs that have been released, and I've been listening to them, and it's like, how do you sum up the feeling? And I mean, SZA does this for me like no other, and I feel like Taylor does it for you in loads of ways, but it's like you're summing up things that I didn't even realize I thought, but are like so key to my experience, and I think the experience of so many women, that so many people, but I do think like, I don't know, Lana was specifically giving it to me as like, this is like the women's experience, and it's like you have nailed something that I didn't even know was in me,
that I wanted to put into
words.
And
it's like, God, I actually can like feel the feeling.
Well, that's why as well, I think the experience of being a girl just, and this whole topic in general, is really interesting, because I think so much of the experience is encouraged to go without saying. Like, it's so much of it is internal. Like, and I think we're definitely seeing like a increase in the amount of people like raising different questions and like pointing different things out, or like sharing different experiences like over the internet over the past few years, but even like over the past 5 years, I feel like the landscape has changed so much. Like, I feel like we're really, every day, like someone will say something and all the comments are like, oh my God, we're all living the same life.
Literally.
But it's like, yeah, I guess we've been doing this for years and years and years and never spoke about it, or never spoke about it like in this way. But I feel like little things, like, for example, like being objectified by men, or like I saw a thing the other day of this girl being like walking into a room and scanning to see where you rank in terms of like beauty across the women, and like all of these things that, or like the way that someone looked at you and then you don't, you know, just so many things I think about the experience is internal, which I think can make it so isolating. And it's why I asked you what you think the unifying experience might be, if there is one, because obviously everyone's life is different, looks different, but I think sometimes there is something, or even like beyond unspoken, might even be unconscious, but it's so bonding, and without that it becomes really ugly and isolating. And I think that's when it starts to get easier, like when we are isolated, we're obviously then much more likely to do the whole like, fuck her, blah 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 blah, like, oh, that girl is bullshit, like that, the blah blah blah, like, you know, the whole pick me.
Do you know what, I think that's so interesting that you are saying like it can be a bonding thing, because I feel like as a, like, objectification is inherently competitive as well, like we've jealousy comes with this stuff, and like one of the main fucking things I think in like friendship with girls, and also like just knowing other girls and like being a girl growing up, you definitely feel jealous and competitive at a lot of points, like a lot of things are used against you, or like a lot, you can turn anything into a competition. So I think realizing that's a universal experience then becomes something else. It's like, okay, so I'm not going to compete with this girl. That's someone that is, we've been essentially fucking trained to compete with each other for everything, but especially men's attention, which is so fucked up. Oh my God, I hate it.
That is really, you're throwing out some hard hitters here.
Am I?
When you said, what did you just say? And I was like, oof, it actually like hurt my soul a little bit. You were like, in a good way.
Yeah.
You were like, yeah, in an awful
that
way.
That really cringed me out.
That was awful when you said that.
That hurt my soul when you said that.
No, it really like stung my insides when you were saying like the objectification even becomes competitive.
It is. It's like I'm survival. More objectified than you. I'm hotter than you, and it's like as if we're not competing for everything else as well, jobs, money, everything. Mm. It's also like, I need to be the hottest so that most men can objectify me, but that is my oppression as well. It's so fucked. It's just a cycle of
almost,
shit.
It's kind of one of the purest, or like, not pure because it's evil, but like the clearest examples of the main currency a lot of the time, or like we're made to feel like our main currency is the external validation, and often the validation from men is like our main currency.
It's our bread and
to
butter.
Work with. It's not bread and butter, we can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Genuinely.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, it's your sign that it's like, okay, so you're fulfilling your role. If the role of a woman is to be sort of traditionally the like quite sort of demure and like kind, pretty but not beautiful, not intimidating wife that can like raise some kids and cook some dinners and suck her husband's dick and all of the stuff.
So interesting.
That is the traditional role, but keep quiet, really have some like funny moments, but don't be too funny, don't be too clever, don't make as much as him.
No, definitely not. Yeah,
like so much of that isn't the case now, but so much of that like endures in like small ways. Like I think most women now would say that they don't strive to be that kind of don't worry darling version of a woman. Or like the don't worry darling version of a man's fantasy of a woman. Florence Pugh, who can deny it?
I mean, she's my fantasy.
She's mine as well. But like you're waiting there with a drink in your hand and you've been putting your makeup on day while he's been out and blah, blah, blah. I think so many people would say that doesn't, that's not what most women strive for. But there's so many ways that fucking, it is still so present. Like it really isn't that far from it. Like, yes, now you can have a job. That's pretty much the only difference. But you're still expected to be the most beautiful. You're still dating fucking Harry Styles, but at the end where he looks like a fucking nigger. You're still dating an absolute scrap of a guy. Like, you're still having to like pop out some kids whilst he's probably having an affair, blah blah blah. Like, there's so many ways. Like, I think the way to challenge all of that is like, if you did make more money than your husband, if you did look like shit, all of the stuff, it's like, how would you feel that you have failed as a woman? The idea of a woman still is that you should be pretty fucking small, really, and not ever surpass what a man does, because that's just such a fucking threat. Like, actually, when I've seen people challenge that and actually kind of, I don't know, surpass the idea of like a small, and I mean kind of small in like a, in all senses, woman, people are not fucking happy. Like, the role of a woman really is pretty limited. Sorry, am I being quite dark?
I don't think it was your choice.
Yeah, I would love to be like, guys, this is just the fucking shit of the dark world.
I think it is dark. Okay, so this is still gonna be dark, but bear with. How has your perspective changed, or has it changed at all? Like, what is your view on the ways that women comment on other women's lives?
My opinion of it is fucking diabolical.
Okay. So what if I said then, like, for example, I'm just going to get quite specific, but I know for a fact a couple of episodes ago you were like...
feel so scary.
Not the honestly, that is like full on like hard evidence.
Yeah.
Actually, two episodes ago. But no, like for example, when we make comments about like, oh, even like lucky girl, or oh, that yeah. girl, this girl made a TikTok and she said she calls herself a lucky girl and blah blah blah, and we talk about what that means
yeah.
publicly, which makes me
sick.
Makes me sick ill
to my stomach.
I hope it everyone knows goes without saying, we're not directly speak. I don't think we're ever trying to critique anyone's life personally. I don't.
We're not in positions to critique. Oh my no, god. No.
Absolutely not. But how does that, what do you think that says about, not even us as two individuals, but like, what do you think it says about us, just the state that we've got ourselves into?
I don't know what it says about the state that we've got ourselves into, because I actually don't have a fucking clue what we're doing. Like, but I think it's funny that we live in a world where we can comment on, even taking gender out of it, where you, we live in a world where you, someone can say something, then someone that's never met that person can comment to a load of people that they've never ever met, and then they can send that to their friend. Like, it's... Yeah. It's a pretty weird state of the world.
Yeah.
But then you add gender into it, that it's women commenting on something that a woman said, and there are women listening and all of this stuff. And yeah, it definitely feeds into a load of bollocks that we're already too saturated with.
Yeah. And I think that saturation is the crux as well, because I think a lot, so much of the commentary that you get kind of in response to one girl popping up with a random video, whether regardless of what her intentions were, regardless of like if she's evil and she needs to be held accountable for something, or if she's just normal, or we like her, we don't like whatever it
we
is.
We like her today. That's like, yeah, exactly. Like, if we like someone, doesn't mean you're going to like them tomorrow.
But I think so much of the commentary, or and in some ways, when people do critique individuals, and I think women on social media in general, regardless of whether or not they've got a platform, I think a lot of that is really motivated by seeing the injustice happen for a long time, or knowing, like being raised in this world where you know that gender, for example, race, like all of these things are creating injustice in your real life.
Mm.
So you can't help but take that narrative to this random girl who's just made a video on, for example, Lucky Girl, and I hate to talk about the episode that you just heard, but I think it gets us into that classic thing of now we're not bonded in our objectification, and we're not bonding
we're against
unified
each other, which feeds
in our
exploitation. Into
exactly.
Once again, the whole fucking design of the patriarchy, which literally was a design. I hate to tell you this, it's not a coincidence that we ended up like this, but the whole fucking point of it is that women don't realize that they have any power. They all turn against each other. It's all kind of, I can, but I'm the exception, I can climb out of it. Am I, no. That is not where any empowerment leads. It's not about... that's it.
Yeah. And I think as well, like, on an individual level, obviously we're all just out here trying to get by with our own struggles. Like, we don't know... What is it? Like, our elbow from our ass or whatever. I've said that twice
we
now.
We don't know
two
our
days.
Elbow from our ass.
Is that the phrase? Your elbow from your ass? Your ass from your elbow?
Your ass from your elbow.
Elbow?
It's so random to choose elbow. You don't know your
ass. You
don't
know your
ass
from your... I think it is.
Why
but
am I
anyway,
thinking nose?
I
mean, like, you don't know your ass from your nose.
Your nose.
But I think it is elbow.
That's right.
You don't know your teeth from your eyebrows.
Yeah, but you messed up. We don't know what we're doing here.
No.
On an individual level, obviously, we're all out here not knowing our ass from our elbow, whatever it is. But also, there are... I want to take a moment to acknowledge that, like, some women really do hate women. And if that is directed at you and you can't stomach the pity or, like,
the
ability to bond or, like... But, like, if you can't bring yourself to sympathise with her for a moment, I just think take a minute to be like, okay, but you're only human because I don't know, like, we're all victims of this thing. If it plays out towards you negatively, you don't have to be super apologetic, just because I think it goes across all things. Like, I think, for example, like, kind of we tell black women or women of colour that they can't be annoyed about anything, really, but you know, towards a white woman, or like a gay man might have misogyny towards women. Like, there are just so many different pockets.
There's nuance here.
There's nuance. And I just always think, obviously, like, I think the goal and the crux of life is to remember you're human, and chances are, hopefully, everyone else is human, unless they're not. Which, plot twist, quite exciting, but is yet to be announced. But for now, we're human beings, and so we're going to do fucked up things. But also, when you're the person being subjected to those fucked up things, I just think don't feel bad for being angry as a woman. Like,
definitely not. I think it's one of the most powerful. It's pretty much one of the main catalysts, I think, for getting anything done. Like, I think also, like, you're entitled to feel angry and do nothing, and you're entitled to feel angry and do something about it. Like, it is quite angering. Also, that, like,
definitely
the huge spectrum that exists, as you were saying, of like privilege of like being a white angry woman and a black angry woman. It's like, look, there's a lot of different shit to be angry about.
Yeah, and you're gonna get away with being angry in a way that a black woman 100% never would, which is so fucked up. But I think another thing that is unifying in some way on a human level, regardless of gender or anything, is the feeling of being, and we were kind of vaguely talking about this the other day, but the feeling of being infantilized and kind of defenseless and not being allowed to, not having a voice, basically.
Yeah. When were we talking about this? I think I remember.
Yeah, I can't really say. But it was something where we were in a situation where we were doing something and we didn't really, it was all going wrong.
We didn't want to do it, and we didn't realise that we could say we didn't want to do it.
And we wanted to go home, and it was a horrible thing. We were stuck. It was awful.
Yeah.
And I think that's a human experience, being made to feel like you need to appease people and like being made to feel like you don't have a voice. It's definitely a woman's experience. I think, as we've discussed, it's definitely a woman of colour's experience. It's definitely something that I reckon every single person listening to this right now can relate.
Surely.
And if you haven't, I need tips. Surely you can relate to the feeling of not wanting to speak up, or feeling like you actually, not even being aware that you could speak up. Like, it's not even,
it doesn't cross your mind. That's what was so funny about,
you just sit down and shut your mouth and take it.
Do you know what? That is so key to that feeling of being infantilized as well. Like, we only realized that we didn't want to do these things after we got home, and we were like, we did so much that we didn't even occur to us that we could say no. Like, we just fucking went through it. Was like our parents being like, time for maths lesson.
Big
now
I didn't realize going I could along say with no. all these things. Yeah,
I genuinely so felt like we were fucking 7 years
babies.
Old
babies. No, genuinely,
it was like, it's time for nap time now, and we go and have a nap. What?
And off we went. Yeah,
we didn't even think about it.
No,
so weird.
And I think so much of that, actually, that might be quite a bonding experience, is just, but I think that is, yeah, I think that just that experience of realizing after the fact, or even never realizing, that you were in a situation where you were made to feel like you couldn't say anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is so fucking wrong.
So
and
fucked
you
up.
Maybe
yeah.
didn't even realize until 2 weeks, 2 years, 2 decades later. Maybe you never realize it because no one let you know that shouldn't have happened to you, and it wasn't fair, and it wasn't right, and it wasn't your fault.
Do you know one of the most fucked up things about it is often in those cases, and I think potentially in our case, the people that were in charge maybe did realise that we didn't want to do certain things and knew that we weren't going to say anything. And I think that probably is one of the most shitty, and also, like, I mean, it's reminiscent of a load of things that women deal with, i.e. I think sexual assault, of someone realising that
they can take,
they don't want to, you have to, they don't want to do it, but turns out you have the power, so turns out you can do whatever the fuck you want. And then I think in all the minute ways that plays out in life, of women having just to do things they don't really want to do, and everyone knowing they would really rather not do this, they actually don't want to do this, but then it's not in their DNA, they haven't been raised, it actually is in their DNA, it's not in their fucking social conditioning to know that they have a voice. They think that it doesn't even occur to them to use their voice.
And then I also think in those kind of fleeting moments where you do think, oh fuck, like, hang on, that wasn't right, I'm going to say something, it's like, now you're weighing up your safety. Is it realistic for me to use my voice here, or am I going to get myself seriously hurt or otherwise maimed? Like, am I in trouble here if I speak up? Is it worth it? Can I be bothered? Will I lose a relationship? I can't be bothered. I'm tired.
I find that
I'm
so scary,
exhausted.
Honestly,
I'm knackered. It's tiring being here. I don't have the energy to stand up for myself every day.
I find that really scary. Like, and also, like, when you were saying the one of the things that unites women, I do think one of the main things that unites women is fear. Like, really, I think we've all known, everyone's known fear, but the feeling of being scared for your body in the way that women are scared for their bodies in every fucking way. I mean, it's so universal. And I think actually that was one of the things with those kind of when TikTok became a thing and everyone was saying, oh my God, we're all living the same life. And we all realized that we all kind of carried our fucking keys around with us, or like we all kind of pretended to fake phone calls and said the same, like we all realized that we all did all these things to stay safe. But I've been thinking so much recently about what you basically just described of like, you, it's safer to say nothing, so you're gonna go along with things because it's just safer, because it's like, if I say no, what will that look like? It will then be a fucking bad situation. So it's almost safer for it to be just below the surface. I'm not using my voice. I'm so familiar with this. I've been fucking trained for this my whole life. I've been doing this since age, since puberty, since the trauma of puberty. I've done, been doing this.
Yeah. Like, still not over it.
Then if but you stand up for it.
The consequence of that is you might, you know, you think you're keeping yourself safe, but you're also keeping all of us.
You're playing your role.
That person.
You don't worry,
in
darling.
The loop of doing those things. Yeah. It's like you allow yourself, hopefully, the safety, and you allow them to keep mistreating you and others.
Yeah.
And just we further the cycle, but also whose job is it to break the cycle, Daenerys? Like, whose job is it to be like, hang on a minute, this is a bit fucked up, I'm a bit tired now, do you know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't always be the role of the oppressed to be like, hey oppressors, like, I hope you don't mind, but I've kind of noticed a few little things I wouldn't mind changing. Like, is there a HR department I can speak to? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. But I don't see it happening the other way at all. I'm not ever seeing. No, it's just not happening. Like, and I think that's why it's important, because these things do work on a spectrum of some women have more power than other women. I do think it's the job of women in positions of power, women with more privilege, to be helping the women that don't. God. Because it's not, if we're waiting for men, I'm sorry, Emma Watson tried to do it with He for She back in the day. It's not fucking happening.
Emma.
Like, it's, we've given the opportunity so many times. Or the opportunity's been there since day fucking one. It's not happening. Like, I'm not waiting for that.
You know what I think might be another unifying experience? This is just an opportunity for us to get off our chest all the shit things that happen in life. But what I think is, this is really disgusting, so brace yourself. But, you know, when there are men in your life, like maybe close to you, like maybe family members or something, who you love, you have a good relationship with, like not like weird uncle vibes, like actually like a nice person. Or just someone that you're close to, someone you love, could be your dad, could be anything. And you feel confident in their beliefs. And then it's almost like just maybe like one time, or like every once in a while, once in a blue moon, or there's just like a fleeting moment of like something they say, or like something slips out where it feels like, did the mask just slip? Or a reminder of like, oh, I am, ultimately my crux is I'm a woman to you.
Yeah, no, they're definitely. Do you know what? There's a line. I actually don't know what song it is, but it's a Jay-Z lyric. But I remember being so horrified by this. He says, it took for my daughter to be born to see for a woman's eyes. And it's like, that is horrendous. But I think that is so honest of him. And I reckon that is such a common experience. Like, 100%. Men can only see through a woman's eyes if that woman is half them. It's like, I can only see through a woman's eyes. It's like, he's been with Beyonce for years by this point. He's been with her for years. Yeah. And it took for his kid to be born to see through a woman's eyes. It's like, that is crazy. It took for a woman to be half you for you to see what's going on here. And then you still cheat on Beyonce, you fuck.
And almost like, I don't know if this is too much to say, but I guess it's not, it kind of makes sense. It's like, I kind of think as well, it's like maybe the only woman on earth that you obviously wouldn't want to have sex with, like, unless there's something
the only one that
on
you
there.
Are trying to protect, really.
Yeah, like the only one that you couldn't, obviously, like, I'm not saying Jay-Z is, for example, trying to fuck his mum, but like just generally,
yeah,
like the one woman on earth who I guess is safe from your gaze
is the only one you could, is that's the one that was the key to seeing the what women go through. It's almost like Jesus Christ. And I think that's so true. Like, I can really see that for a lot of men. I really can. That it's like, when they have a small child, a small girl in their life, they would be like, oh shit, like the boy, like this, why every fucking teen movie is like, you're the dad's like, you're not allowed to fucking date. I'm talking about 10 things I hate about you. You're not allowed to fucking date. It's like, yeah, because you know what men are like,
because
you know what she's gonna go through, because it's you. That's why you're scared of this shit. Oh, I feel so bleak.
I feel glum.
I feel glum as hell.
Can we raise the spirits? It's hard though. How do we do that?
I feel glum as a bum. Right, honestly. Let's think of something funny.
You got any jokes? Right. Like, yeah, the patriarchy.
Right. What's something you love about women? Let's celebrate these lovely ladies. This goes out to all the ladies in here.
Yeah. I thought you'd never ask. I do love women with my whole fibre of my being, with everything. I think I was going to just straight away bring it back to the glumness. I think what I love about women is feeling that sense of like unity across even like strangers, of just there's something shared here. There's some sort of shared experience. And I think you get that through so many things, but I think finding it with women is really special, which is why I was going to make it glum and say, like, I find it so sad. Like, it really hurts my soul when I feel just like really ickiness, like being between women. Like, it just it's vile, just so sad. Yeah.
Well, it's a shame because it's like we're falling into the trap, you do realize. Like,
exactly.
And this is kind of the way they wanted it.
Quote unquote minority group. Like, any community that is marginalized, I think then they're always like, you always hear like black on black crime, for example. Like, they love to say like black on black crime.
Yeah.
But it's really just a symptom of what the white man is doing wrong, which is like
definitely
in all cases, yeah. Really, I guess. But so often, like, we turn against each other when there's actually a real enemy here.
But that's the design of it. Like, that is, if you can keep the people without power arguing amongst themselves and they don't look to the people with power, that you can see that in so many structures across history.
Yeah.
And then we don't even see it for ourselves. But also, it's like, we're talking about Don't Worry Darling, and I think it's a great example to use because it's about women being oppressed. But it's the reason why fucking, what's his name, Chris Pine, covered in spit, poor fella. Like, it's the reason why Chris Pine doesn't want Florence Pugh and Olivia Wilde speaking. They don't want the woman that jumped off the roof speaking to Florence Pugh. It's like, don't want these women realizing that they're having a joint experience. Because then they'll come for you, funny. Chris Pine. And it's the same thing.
You see it in like individualized cases of abuse. Like, you could have one abuser, let's say a man, just hypothetically speaking.
let's say the abuser, someone out of thin air, a man.
Yeah. No one in particular, in no particular order, let's say a man. And he is an abuser, surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Who would have guessed? Plot twist.
This man is an abuser. I'm taking the piss here, guys. Don't start coming for me. I'm not in the mood. And this man is abusing this woman, right? And what's he going to do? Let's take a few guesses. He's going to isolate from anyone who's ever loved her. Yeah. Isolate her from everyone and stop her communicating with really anyone. Cut off her lines of communication so that she has no validation and she has no awareness now of what is and isn't acceptable. And she's only human, right? But it's interesting to see how that kind of format of abuse really functions on a huge scale across all of these things, like gender issues, racial issues, like across culture, across religion, in so many ways. It's like a mass manipulation.
It 100% is. And also that's when it's like, it's better to have women worrying about, she's skinnier than me, or she got a better
she's
test
about
result
body image
than
in
me.
The wrong way.
Like, yeah, it's easier to be like, she, oh, just all the fucking wrong. Shit. Go on Twitter, go on fucking Instagram. You'll see it. You know the examples. It's easier to have people doing that. And that's why all this shit is marketed towards us, so that we get kept up in this fucking bollocks. So we don't look at the fact that we're not getting fucking paid. We're fucking living miserable lives.
And then they call us
no
gossips.
Reason.
And then they say it's a mother's meeting. And then they say we're bitchy and we're all of these things. It's like, you branded us to be your little patriarchy's little mistresses. Like, sorry that I'm out here trying so hard.
It's bollocks.
Isn't it?
Do you know a thing I love about women? Freaking load a second.
Definitely. Yeah, go on.
You know the whole thing of like, it's the tale as old as time, kind of women aren't funny. Women aren't fucking funny. Oh just women aren't, like, name a funny female comedian. Women are so much
women
funnier
are funny.
Than men. My experience
no, the problem
of women
is
they're so fucking
we
funny.
Only value the opinions from men. Men are screaming about not finding women funny because they can't find something funny when they don't view it as human. They just view it as something to have sex with. The end.
The And
sorry, I didn't tell any jokes to dress that up and make it funnier. It's really just as the simple audacity as that.
The audacity to say this, women are so funny after we just deliver the most just like depressing just episode.
Depressing.
But it's boring. Like if I name the funny people in my life, oh my god, just like the amount that women make me laugh, like that is just something that I think, like, the sense of humor of women is divine.
So beautiful. But it's also like two things. I love when it's like a darker, just like more raw, like gritty, like something you haven't heard someone say out loud in a while or like ever. That's funny. And also that I think is just that the crux of that to me is purely just we don't value women's opinions, because lots of women who are not projecting internalized misogyny bullshit would know that they find a lot of women funny. We just don't believe them when they tell us. We just don't listen to them. It's like, you go and tell a man that you find loads of girls funny, he's gonna say, yeah, of course you do. Like, I give a shit. Sorry, I'm making it bleak again, but it's true.
The world,
they don't care.
The world.
They know women laugh at women. They just don't care. Anyway, but it's the same bullshit.
It's the same bullshit.
Sorry, I was supposed to be done, but I just kept going.
No, go on, go on.
Well, I was going to say it's the same bullshit that it's like, it stops trans people being able to do things, like these weird rules that they sign off of, like, oh, a trans person can't do this, or like a black person can't do this, or like the stereotypes around different groups of people.
Yeah.
Just keeps us in this fucking boring loop, and it keeps us stuck in shit.
And who does it keep in power? Oh, let me guess.
That guy I was talking about, that abuser man, it's
Chris Pine.
It's that guy. Yeah, it's that guy. All right, well, I hope that made everyone feel good.
I think the crux if I may offer a crux, is we all want the same thing here. I was saying this in the last episode. We all want the same thing here. We just don't want anyone to get hurt. We want everyone to be safe. We want everyone to feel confident. All of this stuff. It's like, let's not argue amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
Because really, all it's doing...
Who are we talking to? It's like, are you not arguing? All of a sudden, we're convinced we're in, like, a war field.
Yeah, no, genuinely. We've never been more serious. Ever.
It's like, ever. Guys, I'm going to tell you this once and for all now. Seriously. You heed my words.
Heed my words.
Heed my words.
That's not argue amongst
Stop
ourselves.
Stop arguing. Stop fighting.
Or, like, if the next time you see something that... Oh my god, that girl just needs to shut the fuck up. Like, seriously, who does she think she is? Let's think where that's really coming from. Like, who put that thought in your head? It was a lifetime of messaging from bollocks. It's not about the girl, it's not about you, it's about the competitive objectification that was sold to you from the moment you hit puberty. I'm sorry about it, but it's shit.
I think the moment you were born.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's make it even worse. Let's make it even more depressing.
It took for a
girl
of my kid to be born, see, for a daughter, right, for a woman's eyes. Fuck you, mate.
We'll see you next week, guys, if you don't hear from us.
Hopefully we'll be a bit lighter then. If you don't hear from us, truly
assume the worst.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.